When I was 23, I went on a voyage, and I'd already had glimmerings of what I was going to find out. And one of the glimmerings I had while I was searching deeply for the meaning of life, I ran into some big spiders. Before that time, I didn't have much to do with spiders. I'd grown up in a cold climate. In Montreal, we didn't have big spiders. But then in Florida, there was one area where you could walk in a little forest, and it had these huge golden-colored spiders, and they spun golden-colored webs. And the web stretched across the path. It was such a big spider. And I loved going into the web. And I walked through the web. But the spider wasn't sitting in it when I went through. Even when I saw them, they didn't frighten me. Seen in their true light. When we see things in their true light, then we lose our fear. So when I got to know spiders for what they were, when I saw a spider, I was curious. I wanted to know it, to understand it. And the same thing happened when I went to India and I met this wonderful teacher. And the very first thing he taught me was sab ek hai aur kuch nahi hai. All is one. There is nothing else. So it might sound like, so what? And I didn't really get it. It took me a long time. In fact, I'm still trying to get it. But I'm not trying to get anything. I'm trying to know it from here. So that early mindfulness, I had it with the spiders. Weak and fitful, gradually becomes a refuge. So in the beginning, I know from trying, you're trying to be mindful, And it's a struggle to be mindful because the world is always impinging. This spider web is full of breaks, but it still holds together. So our mindfulness in the beginning, we don't have a web. We're just trying to spin it. And it feels like it keeps getting broken. But little by little, we start to weave a web of mindfulness, which connects to all its other bits that we've tried to weave, that we've put out there. And eventually, it's a kind of a web that we can sit in, that we can be in, that we are in. We're not separate from it, and there is nothing else. There's no spider, and there's no web. There's just awareness. Then we know, we start to know what refuge truly is. So the early mindfulness is weak and fitful because we're fighting our habits and our attachments to getting things done, having stuff, being with people, being with life, growing up, the whole business. Getting to know that the weaving of the web is just the process of being in the present moment, alive, here and now, and understanding what that is. Gradually that becomes a refuge. We're in it, and we're no longer struggling to know it. We're just present for it, knowing it. Awake and aware in the present moment, the mind dwells like a spider. We're the spider. The mind dwells like a spider. In the center of its web, immediately attending to every slight jolt to the mind. So anytime life impacts this stretched out embrace towards life that we hold in the heart, okay, come and get me. Or there is no me, there's just an invitation, a receptivity, a waiting, a beingness. There's no waiting, it's just senses are alert, mindfulness is sharpened and quiet. We have refuge. We're in the present moment, we're aware. And life comes, sometimes like a tidal wave, sometimes a little jolt. So being with every little jolt in the center of our web, the center is all of it. Awareness is the center. And that centrality is just knowing it all. It's all one here. And we are with it. We are the universe. The universe is what we are. There is no separation. It is all one. And yet there is nothing. There's just knowing that. There's no differentiation because it's all like the ocean wave of this, a jolt. But there is no jolt when we have that awareness. If their mindfulness was a little bit off or wandering, then we are jolted back into this present moment. Every slight jolt to the mind before returning to the wakeful state. Just as a spider sensing its web disturbed, darts out. Have you ever watched a spider when something gets into the web, its lunch, so it's going to run and grab it and eat this little morsel that came? It darts out and eats its prey before returning to its watchful state. So we dart out, get our breakfast, eat the breakfast. But we are practicing mindfulness, being aware while we eat, to remain in that wakeful state. But the sense doors impinge. I like this, I don't like that, it's hard to chew, it's pretty good. There's all of these judgments, evaluations, responses to the food, the taste, the hearing, the creatures, the coolness, the heat, the air, the wanting the next moment, what's in the kitchen, what will we do, blah, blah, blah. And life rolls along. But the spider sits at the center point, always sensitive to what is in the web, what is the movement, what is present, what is arising and ceasing. It's just a metaphor. It's just an example We have our ideas as human beings. Spiders don't have ideas. They're just responding like very elemental creatures to any jolt, any disturbance to their web. And we can take that metaphor into our complex human life and try to simplify it accordingly so that we're not dwelling and abiding in and taking refuge in the complexity. Because we are quite complex and differentiated. And the simplicity of refuge goes in the opposite direction. It goes towards love. It goes towards, or it opens to, receptivity and realization. Realization does not happen in complexity. It does not happen in division. It does not happen in thinking. So when we're aware of the thoughts and not lost in them, even if in thoughts of what a beautiful web, oh, this web is so nice, because very quickly that will descend into my web, me and mine. My web is better than your web. And then we're back in this division, separation. And we don't know what we are anymore. So when we're lost in the waves, we're far from the ocean. But we are the ocean. Can we just be that? One immeasurable vastness that lives and dies, takes its breath as it comes, and gives it all away. Doesn't own any of it. Doesn't cling to it. Just knows, one moment at a time. That's it. That's so precious. Even though it might feel very small, we remember that there's no small and large. It's just what it is. Even this I is very small. My optic. But it sees enormous things. It can see the whole universe in one glance. If we see not from my optic, but from that boundless, unbounded awareness, much bigger than a spider web. There is no web. It's just love. It's all one. Come back to the one rather than the many. That's refuge. Oh no, I have the real refuge. That's not refuge. That's self. That's ego. Me and mine. Judgment. Evaluation. Separation. Frustration. Fascination. Imitation. It's not true. not real. I bow at the feet of my teacher every day. I used to think he was dead, but he never dies. And all the other teachers, they're all one in this heart. So what he said to me many years ago, like 53 years ago, it's all one. And he called it love. There's nothing else. It says this book is a gift of Dhamma. I put little marks. How much longer are we going to allow the mind to swing around and cavort so wildly? Look and see, it's right there in the center of the agitation that the non-agitated mind lies, waiting. Bless our heart. Bless our ears.